I'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Lebesnik Center for the Arts, the Executive Director, Janet Plock, and she's going to talk to us about some of the exciting things coming up very soon. Janet, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha, Janet.
Oh, hi, Esther. Thank you, Larry and Esther. Glad to be here.
Well, you have one of your great annual events coming up called All You Need Is Love, and it's your Art Bash 2023. So tell us all about that, what to expect, and even if you can still get tickets. And then we want to move on to your exhibit.
Sure. So you can still get tickets, and you can just visit us online at lebesnikcenter.org. Our annual fundraiser is themed All You Need Is Love, and you're welcome to come in any kind of dress you like, but there is kind of a mod / hippie theme, so you can come early 60s or later 60s as you wish. And we have a great DJ. We will have artists at the event doing art on site. We have wonderful food and a great photo booth guy that has a great backdrop, and we think it'll be a lot of fun. So we certainly
where is it going to be at?
It will be a Blue Chip. It will be transformed, however. We have a great committee this year, including cool lighting, and don't think that it's definitely much more extravagant than and we also have a live auctioneer, and we've never done we haven't done that in a decade. So we have a few live auction items. We have some incredible stays in Puerto Rico, a week in Palm Springs. So there's some wonderful items aside from, you know, good art and like restaurant certificates and jewelry and so forth. So you can join us.
Is the auction available online as well?
Yes, the auction will be available 1 week prior to the event. Not yet. They tell you not to put it up too early. So you will be able to bid online, whether you're there or not, a week ahead.
Perfect.
Excellent. Yes. Sounds like a fun event. But now we really want to talk about what the Lebesnik is all about, your upcoming exhibit. And that's tell us all about what's going on. It's going to be in your gallery. The opening reception is Friday, July 7th. So tell us about it.
Sure. The name of the exhibit is called Vivian Mayer in Color. Vivian Mayer, there was a documentary about her several years ago that was up for an Academy Award. It's a true story about a French immigrant who moved to first New York and then Chicago. She worked as a nanny to many families on the North Shore, but she had a love for photography. And unlike a lot of some of the stories about her are that she was, you know, I don't know actually if she was completely self-taught, but she definitely was sophisticated. She wasn't a complete amateur in terms of her knowledge about photography. She's known as a street photographer, and she took images of Chicago throughout the 60s and 70s. That are really a great portrait of the city and its people, somewhat racially segregated and so forth during that time. And she had a love of just her camera was with her wherever she went. Anyhow, this group of photographs, there's going to be between 50 and 60, and some of them have never been shown before. She had rolls of film that had never been actually developed. And this is her work in color. So she's been more known originally for her black and white.
Does this also include her color self-portraits?
There are some self-portraits. It was curated by somebody. We're getting it. It's on loan from the Chicago History Museum. And so they actually had a curator, and then we suited it to our space. So there are some self-portraits, but there are just photographs about everything in life that you can imagine, walking down the street.
And a sad part about her life is during her life, she really wasn't known as a photographer. It wasn't until years later that she was actually discovered her work. So it was kind of a very secretive thing. Not that she was being secretive, but just like, oh, my gosh, look at what she did as a street photographer. So,
yeah, Well, I think that's the story of women in the 20th century, actually. So I don't think that her ambition necessarily was to be known or that she was being secretive. But I think, and there are different points of view on this. So actually, one of the great events that we'll have during the exhibit is a woman named Pamela Banos, who did write a book about Vivian Mayer. And it is, she will be speaking on Sunday, July 30th at 4:30. So we will have an event with her. She kind of tells a different story than the documentary. So it's interesting to know that there are different points of view in her place in history as to whether she was actually discovered or so forth. But she, but yeah, most women did their work in anonymity for most of our lives throughout history. So it's the story of women.
It truly is.
I also read that there are 700 undeveloped rolls of film still.
I think actually a lot more, truthfully, Esther. I can't be quote, you might have the right number, but I thought there were like even a lot more. Yeah, she loved to snap photos. no way, you know, she could have developed it all.
In our last few moments, tell us the dates of the exhibit and Art Bash.
So Art Bash is on Saturday, June 24th, starts at 5:30. And the Vivian Mayer exhibit, the opening for the exhibit is Friday, July 7th. It's the first Friday. Of course, all our events and admission is free. Look us up online.
Sounds great. Janet Block, the Executive Director from Lebesick Center for the Arts. Thank you for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you both.
Thanks, Janet.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.